Consider this as a feature from counselor and author Rita Schulte, who speaks on matters of the heart.
In the Old Testament, it was customary for a father to pronounce a blessing on the eldest son. It signified the passing of position, fortune, and acceptance. Is it relevant for today? Absolutely. While some areas of Old Testament blessing were culture-specific, the relational elements transcend time. Everyone needs love and acceptance, and how those needs are met by our parents become the messages we get about who we are. We all long to be accepted, and if we haven't received a blessing from those closest to us, it can have serious long-range consequences on our hearts. So consider this. If you haven't done a great job imparting a blessing to your loved ones, it's never too late. Commit today to build value into your loved ones through words, touch, action, and commitment. You'll leave an eternal inheritance if you do.
To listen to Rita's podcast, Heartline, or to join her blog, go to siftedasweet.com. That's siftedasweet.com.